gurgling? That's sound from under the ocean's surface, recorded by Dr. Kate Stafford from a kayak in Sitka Sound. Stafford is an oceanographer who studies underwater soundscapes and the sounds made by marine mammals.
The soundscape is basically a combination of all the sounds in an area. Underwater, and in Sitka Sound, for instance, you might expect the soundscape to be dominated by wind noise, perhaps, small boats, fishing boats, and this time of year, probably humpback whales.
She spends a lot of time in the Arctic, recording sounds and peeling through the data. She says sound can tell us a lot about what's going on beneath the surface of the water. Right now, she's working on research about bowhead whales, the jazz singers of the Arctic.
Bowhead whales can live up to 200 years. So they're a really long-lived species. They can push up through a foot and a half of ice. You know, so in so many ways, they're superlative animals.
But bowhead whales aren't in Sitka. So today, she's taking a group out on the water in kayaks, armed with underwater microphones or dipping hydrophones, in the hopes of hearing something a little more local. We're hoping for humpbacks.
And humpback whales are the known singers of the whale world. And humpback whales sing these elaborate, very regular patterned songs.
A kayak on Sitka Sound is not a very friendly place for expensive electronics. I decided to leave my pricey digital recorder on the beach. Stafford has a bolder strategy. She opens a plastic bag with a Tascam recorder and a bunch of gray and white wires connected to a small microphone shaped a little like a pill. Then she pulls out an Altoids box and opens it up to reveal a tiny speaker. She lowers the hydrophone into the water and we begin to listen intently, our ears pointed toward the tiny mint tin. That's the sound of our kayaks knocking into each other in the wind. That's the sound of a big boat passing. We wait for about 15 minutes, then move again. Still no whale sounds, just boats. Stafford says there's a lot to be learned about the ocean's health by monitoring its sounds. Those boat noises, they can be problematic.
That increase in shipping and oil and gas extraction offshore, it puts a lot of noise into the water. And it appears to be raising overall ambient noise levels. It would be like putting your house and your restaurant and your grocery store underneath a busy highway.
That highway complicates things for whale communication.
So the noise itself just sort of raises the background level. So you have to shout a little louder to be heard, or you have to be closer to the people you want to communicate with to be heard.
And Stafford says in some ways we can even hear climate change. First, with less sea ice, there are more storms in the Arctic. Higher winds and waves. That means more noise in the water. And we can hear different species moving north.
So warm water species are suddenly showing up further north because the warm water is moving north. So now in the Arctic, in addition to these bowhead whales and beluga whales, and we don't have narwhals in the Pacific Arctic, but in the Atlantic Arctic, they certainly do. We're starting to hear humpback whales and fin whales and killer whales more often and later in the season because there's less sea ice. So in that way, by listening to the underwater environment, we're getting this unique perspective on how the climate is changing, especially in the Arctic.
Although we give it about an hour on the sound, Stafford's kayak team doesn't hear any humpbacks today. Luckily, Stafford has a fallback. A few days ago, she went out on the water with whale biologist Jan Straley to install a more durable hydrophone. Over the course of several days suspended in the ocean, the recorder collected plenty of boat sounds, but also this. That's the humpback feeding call. And then this eerie whale song. Proof that some humpbacks are still hanging around in Sitka Sound. That's what it sounds like, anyway. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.